Okay, we're on board. Good afternoon, today is 2:00 PM. Today is Tuesday, May 1st, 2018, it's 2:00 PM. Legal counsel update in the Board of County Commissioners Conference Room. President is Commissioner Hare, Commissioner Morgan, Commissioner DeYoung. County Council Wally, Pat, Augustus, we're all here. So, first item on the agenda is draft Second Amendment Resolution, item number one.
Based on the feedback that reached me from last Thursday's discussion, I generated the, this draft, it's hot off the presses. And so I'm gonna get back to you. And I would foresee that there would be perhaps a brief discussion today, and then we'll have the opportunity to, everyone to take a look at it over the course of maybe the next week or so. And when the board decides you want me to put it back on the agenda, we can do it next week like I suggested, then we can start collecting edits.
Sounds like a great idea. Let's do that.
Okay, so my impression was the board was interested in an ordinance. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, it's a resolution.
It's a resolution.
Oh, not an ordinance.
It's just, nobody else did it by ordinance. It's just a resolution.
Coos put it on the ballot. I understand they are doing ordinances.
Yeah, the one we looked, the one, the sample we had was an ordinance.
Yes.
But.
The one from Curry County was just a resolution.
Coos is a ordinance.
It's a non-binding question, right?
Now let's.
Well, I think it is important that we get whatever we wanna do right.
Yes.
I'm not interested in an ordinance.
It doesn't have to be decided today.
No.
So.
But I've already, I'm not doing an ordinance. It's not an issue of county authority or jurisdiction.
It looks like Coos, yeah.
Like even if we put a non-binding question on the ballot for November about, you know, the state of Jefferson, we don't pass an ordinance enacting or anything. Pass a resolution saying, this is our perspective on it.
This is how we feel.
Be it neither here nor there, nor right nor wrong, we do have several examples from other counties. I can just list the ones that are ordinances.
And our, there was a petition, not that we're using that, and that was just by resolution.
Okay. So we've got the Coos County ordinance, Columbia County ordinance, Wheeler County ordinance, Wallowa ordinance, they are. I'm not saying this is right or wrong.
I'm just wondering about the authority to say that we will not spend any financing on as a resolution, not that it actually has authority with it. I don't know that a resolution would, that it would actually require.
Doesn't have the same authority.
It would require an ordinance. If the statement is that we would not use any resources, county resources, to enforce these laws.
That's an order. We can do that by board order. The county will not. That's an internal function saying, we won't do this. We do that for internal actions. An ordinance doesn't govern, it does govern us, but it doesn't govern just us. An ordinance covers them. That's the intent of an ordinance. You wanna just say how we're gonna be allocating funds or resources, that's by board order.
Do you, what is, what's the harm in an ordinance? If all the other folks are doing an ordinances, what, are we overstepping something?
The harm is the unenforceability of it. Are we going to say that that's, we're gonna enforce that? If an ordinance, in my opinion, when you pass an ordinance, it's not only to rectify something, but it's to say that you're going to do this. I wouldn't wanna pass an ordinance that was unenforceable. But if we're talking about how resources at the county level are going to be utilized, that can be done by board order. And all staff and managers, everybody has to run by that. Well, let's think about it.
Yeah.
It's odd that it's by ordinance, but maybe it's different than what I was envisioning.
Perhaps, I mean, other counties don't have the charter provision that this can handle, so perhaps there is a certain level of.
I thought we were just codifying, you know, where we were.
Okay.
Not trying to do something new or different. Does that make sense? I'm fine if it doesn't, because that wouldn't be the first time.
I thought we were on a path of an ordinance. I didn't realize we were on anything else. but.
What do you think an ordinance is? I mean, what do we think, what do you guys think an ordinance is?
Ordinance is the highest level of law that the governing body can pass.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed, the charter cannot be amended by the governing body, so this, an ordinance is the top level of governance.
But it's to change something. I mean, it's to write a new law.
An ordinance.
It isn't like a clarification point. We do that by board order of RLDCs, Rural Land Development Code, or something like that, to say, staff, it looks a little gray. This is our perspective. By board order, we tell planning, anybody, these are the rules that govern the county.
Of course, there's the enforceability in court, which an ordinance would theoretically provide, as opposed to a board order.
If the state decides to challenge, could they just come in and say, you don't have an ordinance against this, so you have a board order, and we'll just trump that any time? Is there any more teeth in an ordinance?
A charter has more enforceability, or
and the charter prohibits a government from infringing upon the right to keep a right to bear arms.
So there's the charter, there's an ordinance, and I see an ordinance, you know, we couldn't and shouldn't pass an ordinance that directly violates the charter.
Where does it violate the charter?
I'm not saying it does,
okay.
But if you came, push comes to shove, if you did pass an ordinance and you conflicted with the charter should prevail. It's the same thing with the legislature proposing a law that is in violation of the state constitution. The state constitution should prevail. It trumps. What I'm saying is an ordinance doesn't trump the charter. When the state comes in here and says, you know, we blah, 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 we want to do this, we don't hold up the ordinance. We hold up the charter.
But doesn't the ordinance back up the charter? Isn't it?
I'll throw out one of innumerable hypotheticals here, and again, not advocating either direction, but just something to ponder. So let's say years from now, a future board were to decide to depart from the policy spelled out in this draft. A citizen may then be inspired to file an action upstairs in circuit court enjoining the county from acting outside of what the Second Amendment allows for. So a board order, of course, would not provide any kind of basis to file an action. Whereas an ordinance, maybe, yes, probably.
Not to push back, but my thought would be that they don't necessarily they wouldn't pick the ordinance as the first or the last place to go. They'd pick the charter. They'd pick the state constitution.
Very good point.
Because it would be, you know, don't pick the traffic law, pick the big one. Certainly wouldn't hurt, though. I mean, if it's just reiterating. Something to think about. I wasn't thinking an ordinance. I was thinking of just a resolution, which is a lower order. It's proclamation, resolution, board order, ordinance, charter, state constitution. But legislative laws for us is OERs, then the constitution.
I guess I saw a resolution as non-binding.
Yeah.
And I would think you'd go to the strongest one, especially in something that's as controversial as this may become. Right now, it has not become that, but if it does become that, I would say go for the strongest thing, which is an ordinance, without changing the charter, is put that strength in it ahead of time rather than working up to it.
Yeah, and a charter change, if it ever wanted to go against that ordinance, would probably have to spell out specifically that it, you know, trumps ordinance 2018-003. Interesting. Okay.
So,
okay, we'll put it on the future agenda.
Put it on the future agenda.
Maybe 1 week?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Two.
A couple weeks.
Next week we start budget. We probably won't even be thinking about that.
Yeah, we just want to be ahead of the curve on this.
2 weeks that we don't have a quorum, or is it next week?
2 weeks. I'm going to be gone
starting next
week. Find a good date.
Yeah, find a date on it.
Okay, we'll add it to a near-term agenda.
Great.
Are you back on the 15th, or are you still gone on the 15th? You're still gone on the 15th. So next week, he's here on Tuesday. He's gone the following Tuesday.
That's what I was asking. But I didn't want to keep iterating that he's going to be gone, so.
He's just not going to be here. He may not be gone. No.
How are you doing, Augustus?
I'm a little bit under the weather, but we'll be okay.
Okay.
As long as you...
Item two, matters from commissioners.
Not that I'm not compassionate.
I just want to take a moment to thank both of my colleagues for your generous consideration of allowing me to be the representative of the county on this PERS deposition, and just want to express my thanks and gratitude for the extra assignments you've given me. And
well, you requested, so it just seemed round hole, round peg. Seeing as though you just got your framed diploma and everything.
That's right. You don't get those every day.
No, this is perfect timing.
Okay.
And I should apologize to legal staff who's had to spend so much time with me.
Commissioner Ayer, do you have anything for matters?
I'm sure it'll translate into generous conversations during budget season. I think we can get moving on.
Okay. Okay, today is Tuesday, May 1st, 2018 at 2:11 p.m. The Josephine County Board of Commissioners will now meet in executive session for the following agenda items. Item 3A, county real property located at 900 Hitching Post Road, ORS 192.6602E. 3B is lease of county real property located at 210 Tacoma, ORS 192.6602E. Item C is Terrell versus Josephine County and Skeel, LUBA case number 2018-024 and ORS 192.66.6622H. Now it is 212.
Members of media.
Approved representatives?
Yeah. Approved representatives of the news media and designated staff should be allowed to attend this executive session. All other members of the audience are asked to leave the room. Approved representatives of the news media are specifically directed not to report on or otherwise disclose any of the deliberations or anything said about these subjects during the executive session, except to state the general subject of the session as previously announced. No decision may be made in the executive session. At the end of the executive session, we will return to open session and welcome the audience back into the room. The recorder will now be turned off at 2:12 p.m.
There we go.
We're all set? Okay, we're back in session at 3:19 p.m.
Okay, A.
Okay, everyone give us a recap?
Yes, so A would be for the property management program to research options for proceeding with the property.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then B would be for property management to work with facilities maintenance to obtain a certificate of occupancy, and also to property management to, let's just say proceed with negotiations, and also for the airport department to proceed with a grant application opportunity.
Okay. C?
And C is to, is that the board takes the position consistent with the ORS, Augustus, regarding the notice.
OAR.
And the OAR, okay. Do you have the OAR available? You can.
6610100010, subsection 3.
Okay, so that is to articulate that the county's position is consistent with said OAR.
Okay.
Regarding notices. Right.
Join in the motion.
And to join.
Yes, and to join in the motion to dismiss.
Okie dokie. We'll move on to update continued. For item four is matter from commissioners. Mr. Hare.
I'm going to have your script done today for the Cajo thing and getting that for the deal. I think at some point, Pat, probably for you, the wildlife officer element. You history on that? few people
will
be able to.
The wildlife officer.
In many counties, rural counties specifically, there's the provision that the state helps fund, like a trapper, a county trapper, and I think they call them like a wildlife officer or something like that. We're probably going to receive a petition from the Farm Bureau locally to try to reinstitute somebody to help out with the cougar population in the Applegate Williams Valley. And so I've reached out to the Oregon Department of Agriculture's person, but I just didn't know if we'd, I would like to know any kind of potential pitfalls that precipitated us not having one.
Any
currently.
Traps?
Huh?
Any traps?
Yes, I want to know.
Why don't we have
know.
One right now, you mean?
Yeah. Hmm.
What the history is.
Well, probably money.
Yeah, sure.
Would money be available from, like, you, the Fish and Wildlife, or something? You know,
they help sponsor it. And
yeah.
they've reduced the number of trappers in Jackson County from, like, 3 to 1 or something like that. Because they just don't have the resources or something. So if we were to partner on a regional basis for something like that, I just want to put it on your radar. And if you can remember anything that would help, say, oh, we don't do that because we outsource that to so-and-so, or I don't know.
Did they reduce it because of the amount, fewer amounts of complaints or call for service?
I just think it was money. We were cutting everything. And even if it was only 30% of the salary or something like that. But it might not cost us very much at all if we worked on a regional basis with Jackson or Douglas or something. Could get it probably pretty cheap. It's just over the hill.
Well, I think cats are the big issue.
I'd like you to bring up the contract that you have with Cy Jamison next week.
Okay, sure.
You're here next week, yes. And also the forest ordinance.
Okay, will do.
So, oh, really?
But
you, that, you had me put it on.
I did, but he won't be here for that one, so we, I want to.
Okay.
Next week.
Yeah, I wanted eventually to come forward on the May
17th. Or
yes, but I think it needs to be pre-done. It doesn't fall under, it won't fall under an executive session.
The Forest Practices Ordinance? Oh, no.
So you're right, Pat. I'm wrong. You're here on this. No, you're not.
He's on the 17th.
You're here. Great.
Yeah. I'm here on the 17th.
That's the date we're going to be bringing forth the draft Josephine County Forest Practices.
Okay.
So not next week.
No, I'm sorry.
You want next? You do not want anything done on that next week?
Yes, just.
Got it. Okay.
Write that down.
Well, it's down, and now it's, actually it's scratched off.
He sent
so.
Me a text, and he's excited
for you
about
to sign.
It.
Yeah,
I'm excited too.
That's great. Mm-hmm. That's a good deal.
You still need to sign that off.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes. We talked after two ships passing in the night,
whatever.
So I launched it away.
Whatever you think is best. So, total anonymity based on legal counsel's recommendation.
I'm signing it too.
Oh, okay.
So.
And Arthur.
It's going to be a great.
And Arthur, thing. Yes. Okay.
Commissioner Morgan?
I'm having a lot of fun with that.
Or,
I'm done.
Okay, Commissioner Morgan, do you have anything?
I just had a question. Yesterday, someone came to the window, and I happened to grab it, and they were putting in a state OLCC premise temporary application, and it required someone from the county to sign off. Any idea who that would be at the county? It was a premise, a business that already existed. He purchased the restaurant. The business had a permanent liquor license from the state, but he purchased it and has to kind of start from scratch as a new business owner.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Probably health or community development.
I called health and they weren't aware. So I called them first and they said health department. I called health department. They said, we have no idea.
Well, that's about.
The board used to do it.
Okay.
I haven't done one.
I guess I was just looking at what are we looking for.
For a liquor license?
Yeah,
so I just, what I told the guy is to go to planning between 8 and 12 because I believed it to be a land use compatibility
call
issue.
Call the OLCC and find out from the county who, they
who they're
want.
Asking.
If it's had
for, yeah.
one for
what's
life and then it didn't change
new owner.
Hands.
New owner.
Yeah, but the location is the same
this
and it's the owner that needs to be checked out.
And I was trying to reduce that, so that's why I was asking
OLCC's.
If you guys had ever heard. It's OLCC application and it says either city or county sign off.
Right.
And OLCC had already received it. So at the end of it, I told them, I believe planning is your best bet. If you...
It changed somewhere along the line. The sheriff used to be involved.
Yeah.
I suppose it depends on what are we signing off on. But there used to be, there were so many coming through the board that they said, let's find another way to do this. You're familiar with that kind of thing.
It's too much for it.
Yeah. Well, it was, you know, there was the background check. I don't remember, but they used to always come through here.
Because there's no checklist on the application of what we're even signing off on.
What would you sign off on? Because you're signing off on something, you have no idea what it is.
Yeah.
It's not, I don't think it's in our wheelhouse.
Information came from the sheriff, though.
Okay.
So then it seemed like it was just a, well, why would the board, yeah.
Why would the sheriff weigh in on the business?
To see if there's a, like a...
Well, it's a controlled substance, so maybe.
You can't have one without, yeah, you get, it's a criminal check of some sort that they do.
It wasn't asking for a criminal check. And that's just it, is that's the...
You really looked at it.
I did.
Well...
I wanted to give him an answer, so I wasn't going to...
I can see it.
Okay, we'll work it.
I'll see if I can...
Send us what you got.
Yeah.
We'll,
Initial at the bottom of the page after everybody else has signed off.
All right, well, dang. I have no authority on my own. I was just...
I wanted to have a car who was parked in the, like, the crosswalk in the intersection towed because it was stacking up the buses to... I don't know who has the authority to have a car towed.
It was Gary Leaf.
It was in the intersection.
That was Gary Leaf he parked up there. I'm kidding.
You mean Representative Leaf. I could have had his...
There we go.
I didn't keep it. I sent him to planning, and I'll follow up with planning. But I just thought I'd see if it's something you guys had knowledge of, because
just have like just real, you know, the synapses aren't like completely connecting on it.
Okay, it's all good.
Somewhere up there.
Work on mine first, and you can work on ours.
Let's see.
And my other issue, I will follow up with you guys individually. Just some questions on the state fire marshal thing, and so.
Oh, then there's ladies first, maybe stewards first. Mine's a real important. Cougars.
Yeah, well, are we good?
And yesterday morning I attended a presentation from a group of visionaries, I think I would call them, about, it had all kinds of stuff about the fairgrounds and what it should be and so on and so forth. And we met down at Dutch Brothers headquarters. And Travis Borden was in the room, and I told him that after all the hype settled down, I'd like to visit with him about it because I saw a number of holes in the operation that I think he's not aware of. So I think I'm just going to sit down with him. You know, he made a comment there that he says, gee, I question whether or not I should go ahead with my plans for the fairgrounds if I'm going to get in the way of this fantastic proposal. And so I need to visit with him about it as far as timelines go and this, that, the other, what it actually means and the feasibility of that, of the proposal, which was, it was out there. I mean, it all looked good and everything, but I think there's some, we need to ground it because it wasn't grounded. It was out there sailing around and, you know, it may work in San Antonio, Texas, but we have a completely different climate than San Antonio, Texas. There are 1,700,000 people and we're 36,000 people. You know, things like that. So we need to just get it grounded back. So I'll talk to Travis Borden. Julie was there also. So I think it was, you know, she's pretty well knows what's going on with it too.
Okay.
So.
Well, if we need to talk about lease negotiations, we can do that in executive session.
I think so. I don't think it's at that
point. Even in public session, I made that point when we were talking about it. And I got a fair amount of pushback that I didn't see the vision. And I said, I don't have a vision to say that this isn't the vision, but that's the whole thing, is we haven't talked about what it is. But once you start putting infrastructure down, signing leases for 10 years, well, whatever comes out of this guy, can't do it. Sorry.
Yeah. And I think there's some clarity there. But it was a presentation, that's all it is at this point.
Great.
I didn't say, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? You know, we're going to alter the course of the Rogue River or whatever, it's something like that. So it was an interesting presentation, and but I think that, you know, I talked to Travis afterwards, and he's, yeah, let's sit down and talk. Mm-hmm. Get things back on it. You know, we have some other things to talk about, but that's just one of them. So.
Okay.
That's it. Anything else? And we're adjourned at 3:31. Thank you all.